Hi, this is Ray McDonald. I've got all the hits for you right after this news break on VOA 1.
I'm David Byrd reporting. U.S. forces have killed Haji Iman, an Islamic State finance minister, who was also responsible for the terrorist group's external affairs. U.S. Secretary of Defense Ash Carter said Friday that Iman's death is a big blow to the Islamic State group.
The removal of this ISIL leader will hamper the organization's ability to conduct operations both inside and outside of Iraq and Syria.
Carter would not say whether Iman was killed in Iraq or Syria. He also would not say whether the Islamic State leader was killed in a raid or by an airstrike. The defense secretary also announced that Abu Sara, an Islamic State leader charged with paying fighters in Iraq, was targeted by U.S. forces this week. Belgian prosecutors say three people have been detained in a counterterrorism operation in Brussels, prompted by Thursday's arrest of a suspect in the Paris area. The Belgian prosecutor's office confirmed in a statement that Friday's arrests were conducted in three districts of the capital. U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry met with Belgium's Prime Minister Charles Michel Friday and assured him of U.S. support in the wake of Tuesday's attacks.
Our mission to defeat and destroy Daesh is not going to be accomplished overnight. It's going to take some time and patience and persistence. It will require resources and commitment and cooperation across many cultures and beliefs, and the recognition that this is, in fact, truly a global challenge.
Kerry also laid a wreath at the Brussels airport, one of two sites rocked by bombings that left more than 30 people dead. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. At least 29 people were killed and 60 others wounded Friday when a suicide bomber blew himself up in a soccer stadium south of Baghdad. The bombing took place during a match in the city of Iskandaria, about 50 kilometers from Baghdad. Medical officials say the town's mayor was killed in the blast. No one has claimed responsibility, but the Islamic State group has been waging a campaign of suicide bombings in and around the Iraqi capital. Iskandaria is part of a mixed Sunni-Shiite area which was once dubbed the Triangle of Death. It has been badly affected by sectarian violence in recent years. Iraqi Shiite cleric Muqtada al-Sadr threatened increased protests Friday if Iraq's prime minister does not enact government reform. The influential cleric delivered the message through a representative during a sermon attended by tens of thousands in Baghdad. Sadr has called on Iraqi Prime Minister Haider al-Abadi to address corruption and cronyism within the government and replace current ministers with more experienced leaders who do not have a political affiliation by next week. His followers have staged weekly rallies to pressure the government to make changes. Abadi has expressed concern about the protests that they could endanger Iraq's security, but he has not acted on reforms he announced in February. Christians around the world observed Good Friday, marking the crucifixion of Jesus. As Robert Berger reports from Jerusalem, commemorations there were held amid tight security after recent violence.
Pilgrims from around the world marched in the traditional Good Friday procession in Jerusalem's Old City, many of them carrying big wooden crosses. They made their way through the narrow cobblestone streets of the Via Dolorosa, or Way of Sorrows, singing hymns and reading scripture as they visited the 14 stations of the cross. The procession wound up at the ancient Church of the Holy Sepulchre, the traditional site of Jesus' crucifixion. It is there on Easter Sunday that Christians will celebrate the resurrection. Robert Berger for VOA News, Jerusalem.
For the first time since the start of the AIDS epidemic, it appears scientists are on the verge of a cure, actually eliminating the lethal virus from the body of infected individuals. Scientists have engineered a gene editing technique called CRISPR-Cas9 to cut the viral DNA from immune cells. Human clinical trials could get underway in another 2 to 3 years. I'm David Byrd in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.